When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alrighty, welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. I want to thank Ross once again for joining us and all the insight that he has going into that game. I'll be curious next week about his pick.
Yeah,
as they
we'll get in depth into the because
those receivers for Kansas City, yep. you don't know
all three of them.
Yeah, three receivers with question marks. Yep. So that would be a huge issue. The time can only help the Eagles. I mean, I guess Lane Johnson's not going to get better until the surgery, but time enough to kind of, especially for the quarterback, to kind of heal up a little bit to get going. We had the news during our show of the Tom Brady retirement, which not a shock to me. I guess sort of. I kind of thought there might be a chance he'd go to San Francisco or whatever, but
I really thought it made sense.
Yeah, I guess
he's
did.
He's from there, right?
Yeah. You would think, but I think he was so bad. He really wasn't good. Pretty to watch. This is the one game maybe a Thursday night, there was a game that they came back at the end to win. There were a couple that he had comebacks in to
win.
Was it against
the Rams? Or
It was a disaster. Somebody didn't go for first down on the opposition, and it really cost them. If you read that state and you don't have a chance to win, it's like, okay,
what am I doing here? I'm 45.
But now he's going to be – I'm curious if we won't be hearing him – announcing the next Super Bowl or whatever, wherever he's going there, to see what's going.
Well, Fox has the Super Bowl. You think they'd bring him on as
I don't know.
A guest?
You know, you wonder. I don't know if they would. I mean, I don't think he does want. I don't know where he's going to stay in this. And then, as you mentioned, Giselle's got a big story coming out in Vanity Fair.
Said she's going to go in depth on her divorce.
Oh gosh, I hope it doesn't. I said at the beginning of this year that I was afraid that this was going to turn into a train wreck at the end because of what went on.
Yes.
It looked like a coach killer. It was like, I'm glad that he's kind of put a stop to it at this point.
Well, I'm pretty sure. It feels to me like he pushed Arians out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was not a good look.
And then, Bowles wound up firing Leftwich, who had been, mentioned for head coaching jobs.
So,
previously.
I mean, that's the end of that. Rodgers will be kind of the last of that group, I guess, that's come in. And now you've got a quarterback here in Philadelphia that's among the
youngest.
Whether you want to rate him 1, 2, three, four, whatever, to be in that group and certainly have a chance with these receivers.
You have a top five quarterback, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl every year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you're certainly going to be in the conversation.
Correct.
And in the chance at the postseason. And it's so amazing that how long ago was it that we thought this is going to be a decade of Wentz versus Prescott?
Yes.
And now Wentz is beyond.
Can you imagine another guy who was his backup is taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. It is remarkable. Let's check in with Karen. Karen, you're on 94 WIP. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, Karen.
So what I called about was, it was on like Twitter, and I cannot believe how the 49ers fans are such whiners. I mean, every time you look, every post was like, oh, they only won because they knocked out our fourth string quarterback. First of all, we knocked a third and a fourth out, and we knocked them out. So that shows you our defense was better than theirs.
Karen, they're acting like Purdy and Johnson tripped and fell on the turf and hurt themselves.
Like, we didn't do anything. We didn't have anything to do with them getting
totally
hurt.
Totally by accident.
It wasn't a Philly thing, was it, now?
No, you're supposed to block for the other.
And, they now want to say, it's the amazing thing. Purdy wins seven in a row. He was the next coming of Tom Brady. He gets knocked out, and it's like, oh, big deal. You beat our third string quarterback. I'm like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, it was going to be the story of the year. Yeah. All right, Karen, do you have an event you pay a lot to go to?
Yes.
What do you got?
The Olympics in Paris in 2024.
Ooh. The Olympics. Oh, that would be a good event. Go ahead, give her a spin. The Olympics in Paris in 2024 coming up. And you don't get that, but your day will be made because you get a Keith Jones autographed hockey card.
Al, you don't give away anything.
What do you
Johnson,
mean?
Like, literally, I don't know what you do to the wheel, but you give away no prizes.
I'm trying to get rid of all the Jonesy cards before he leaves. I don't think your next morning show is going to be giving away Keith Jones autographed cards.
Really? I'll have to talk to DeCamera about that.
Tell him who Keith Jones is.
Yeah.
give him some help.
I'll show him his card.
Did I put her on hold, Joe? I think I did indeed. I'm getting good at this. Just in time
just
to go.
Just in time.
Yeah. Let's go out to Kim in Garnet Valley. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tom. Ooh, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
Did you just hang up on Kim?
No, she's on hold.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
Yeah, after 30-some years, Al, I'm glad you're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, it took a bit. It took a little bit.
So listen, while I was waiting, so we've had 18 fake special reports, one that said it snowed, one that said it's sunny now, but and then Tom Brady retired. Oh, boy, I tell you.
It's all fake news. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Breaking news.
It is not snowing here on Market Street.
It's sunny.
Although there was a video of police cars with snow on them in Philadelphia.
Well, no, it's snowed. Yeah, when I left for work this morning, it was snowing.
Yeah, so it's now sunny. No, it's now sunny. Overnight. Tom Brady has indeed retired, and there will be no breaking into Rachel Ray for what Nick Sirianni is having for lunch.
Well, I thought it was going to be another 2 weeks of, you know, Super Bowl media.
I actually don't mind that. I know some sports people get upset when the news anchors wear whatever colors. I find it's cool. When everybody's involved, the soccer mom's involved in it and everything, it's like it's cool. It's like
everybody's excited.
It's fun.
Right.
It's fun. Yeah. They go out to the diners and this and that. Like, okay, so
listen,
I covered it.
Tom, you're not going to be breaking down the offensive line with them when they say go birds. So you just let them have it.
No, that's true. That's true. I do remember one, I guess he was a Boston news reporter. This might have been in the 80s when he just ripped off a shirt and had a Boston Red Sox. I think it was when the Mets beat the. That was fun. I like that.
Pretty cool. The only time you get in trouble is if you don't know anything about what you're talking about. Like last week when Rick Tocchet was named the coach of the Canucks, the local newscaster who had just come on called her the Canucks. We may have the video.
Oh my God!
She actually said she said his name wrong and the Canucks and the wrong O's.
Well, that's where you have to you know. Anytime there was anything hockey, I would walk in. Tom, no lie, I've been doing this for 25 years. I walk in, I go, Al, how do I pronounce this guy's name? I'm not really sure. I'm like Al.
Because if they change.
Yeah, I go.
They change their name.
If you don't know, I certainly don't know.
Well, we've had brothers have different pronunciations.
Well, Todd McCullough became McCulloch after 8 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Berube, when I said, geez, we used to call same spelling in my town, Berube. And he goes, yeah, I got here. I never knew I was pronouncing it wrong. I said, no. All right, what have you got for an event you'd pay a lot of money for?
How about a World Cup soccer final?
It's coming right here to Philly, so that would be an event you spend some money for. And you do get number one. You get the $50 Visa gift card. Maybe you can use it toward those tickets to the game right here in Philadelphia at some time. And I know I kind of dismissed this woman, so I'm going to go right to her. Kim down in South Philly. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call yet again.
No problem, Kim.
Look, like a lot of people this morning, we are just about those 49ers and the way that they have behaved this past week. And I really think it was because they walked in with this air about themselves that they really thought they had it sewn up. You thought you could come to Philadelphia, put stuff on Rocky, walk out the tunnel with your little boom box, thinking that you were just going to walk in here and win with that child when the Eagles did what everybody should have done for the past 7 games, which is make him look like a third
rookie. Just like Arson Arnie said, make him want to quit football.
That's all I thought of the minute that he went down. I thought of Arson Arnie.
Yeah.
He didn't want no more. And Johnson didn't want none either. That's what he said. My head hurt.
Well, he did come back in.
Give him credit for coming back in. I mean, that was a completely torn.
He had no choice.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, if you're – You're hurt. You're hurt.
I want to lay such a beating on this kid that he questions whether or not he wants to play football anymore.
It's so unbelievable.
Look, I can't hear that enough.
My football spread, everybody, if you haven't already gone out and got it, you have to get the Louisiana hot sauce, the Jalen Hurts edition.
The Louisiana hot sauce.
Yeah, Jalen
Hurts. Is it good? Is it super hot?
I'm not cracking it open until Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, gotcha. Ah. Okay.
All right, Kim, do you have an event you'd pay a lot of money for?
I'm honestly considering spending money to go see Billy Joel at the Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, he's with somebody, right? Is he Billy Joel with another lady?
Oh, female. Is it
Stevie Nicks? So how much money would you, real money, real American money, what would you spend for this event?
I would pay $300 to $500 to see the Piano Man.
There you go.
$300 to $500?
Yeah.
$500? That's a lot of money. I got to say, I wouldn't go that high.
To see those two, I would. I like them both.
I don't know, but I'll give it to you. I'll give you the spin. That's a lot of money. Although that might be, well, no, then the ticket fee, which you're telling me, might be another.
another $500.
You got number two. You got a hand and stone massage and facial spa gift card, 50-minute massage or facial visit, any one of their 60 locations. All you got to do is go to handandstone.com. Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, that's so wrong. That's where somebody has to put, like, and I did, I way back in the day with Channel to NBC 10, and I'm going back like 20, I did the teleprompter. You have to put it.
But if it's a local newscaster and it's in Vancouver and she got the name of the coach wrong and the name of the team
but
wrong.
But, Al, you know there are certain news people who don't have any clue about sports.
But Canucks.
You got to tell them how to pronounce. Well, yeah, Canucks is, but Boudreau? Was that, how did she say it? Boudreau?
Boudreau. Boudreau. It's just too good.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
It's just, it goes on. We're doing this because of yesterday when they broke in.
Channel 6 broke into the Rachel Ray afternoon show with a breaking news sounder, and they came in, and Wechter happened to be watching it, and he realized it was about the Eagles, and he thought somebody had gotten hurt, arrested, something.
Oh, no, you have a heart attack. It's like, oh, my God, somebody's – and we'll get used to this because they people that don't usually have their hands on the football now have their hands on the football, and chaos may ensue. So we're talking about that. We've got lots of stuff about the Eagles. We're looking for what you would pay for an event, and actually still looking for people to call us to tell us how much really they have spent on this, because – a lot of people have spent over $10,000, real money out of their account, maybe a vacation plan, whatever, to go out to the game. And my contention is it may be the most expensive sporting event ever in America when you look at the airfare, the hotel, and the cost of the ticket to the game and those crazy ticket fees. All right, going to get to John, Tom, Joe, everybody else on the other side. Time at 94, WIP is 9:15. All right, welcome back to WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes, Joe Wechter at the controls as we go toward the Super Bowl. Tom Brady announces retirement. What's really unique to Tom Brady here is that everybody's going to have a memory of him throughout the country. But
we have
here,
a singular one.
That's it. Tom Brady in Philadelphia. Is Graham knocking the ball out of his hand? That's and
I
dropping
actually have
the ball.
Two, I was going to say him dropping the ball and Nick Foles catching the ball.
And it's
and
like,
wasn't that the best Super Bowl he had ever had in terms
statistically,
of yardage?
Was crazy.
Statistically,
oh, yeah.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up. He's hit and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football and the Eagles have it.
There you go. That's the Tom Brady memory in Philadelphia.
Yes.
So for whatever you'll see on television, whatever memories are going to be there in Philly, that will be
my greatest screensaver I had for the longest time was like right around the parade. And I don't know if it's still there. Somebody painted a mural of Brady, but an eagle, an actual eagle. And I took a picture of my side. I had it on my phone for years.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's still there.
It's a great moment. It's what you'll always remember about Tom Brady. You can't take anything away from the career, but there's moments in time, and he provided us with an absolute moment, and Brandon and Graham with a moment in time.
Oh my God, Brandon!
It's just It's iconic. It's the iconic moment.
Well, Brandon cemented himself in Eagles lore forever.
And to a lot of people that just hated that organization.
Yeah.
It's like he just became their hero, too. Let's go down to Maryland and check in with John. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, so I wanted to piggyback on what Russ said about Jordan Mailata.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on YouTube, there is a video of him playing rugby, and it looks like a Super Mario video game. He is running down the field, and people are literally bouncing off of him. I mean, he just looks like he doesn't even belong there because he's
so
much bigger than everybody else.
I
watch it a bunch and just laugh all the time when I'm watching it. It's so great that he's with us. So
yeah, it's so great he decided not to make the whatever you make $10,000 a year in rugby.
Well, it's the guy, and I'm sorry for not remembering. It's the guy who really discovered him from the Eagles, and I guess he was at the academy down there in Florida. I mean, deserves a boatload of praise.
Yeah. You get those guys, those scouts. All right, John, do you have an event that you would pay a lot for, unless you're going to the Super Bowl? Are you going?
No, unfortunately, not. But actually, it's going to be great because I'm going to be with my son. He lives up right in the city, and we did that in 17, and as soon as the game was over, we ran out in the street.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope we're going to be able to do that again, and I wish my other two sons could be there too, but we'll see. We'll see whether or not they can make it.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to think this is absolutely crazy when I say this, but I've already done this and I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Is I want to go to Rwanda and hike with the gorillas.
Hike with the gorillas? You mean the well? That
mountain
cost gorillas. Does that cost a lot of money?
Yes, it costs $1,500 a piece. That's just for the ticket that's for the tour.
Well, nobody's going to mention it other than you. So I'll give you a spin on the wheel. I guess that's I would think that'd be a bit dangerous, but I will give you a spin. You get number 7. You got the $25 gift card to Boston Market. So you got something to maybe just use that Super Bowl Sunday to go do a trip like that. I was talking about a sporting event. I don't know that would mean a concert. I guess like they have that Billy Joel. I wouldn't pay that for that, but I would pay. Willie Nelson's has his 90th birthday party concert.
You would pay for Willie Nelson?
Yes. Yeah. Willie's 90th. I don't know how long he's going to be there, but he's his 90th party's coming up, and he's got all these guys. I'd pay to go see that rather than Billy Joel. That's just me.
Yes, I'm aware, Al.
That's just me. Let's see if we can get
Brandon Brown. I just had to get his name.
He's
the one that found him.
All right, let's go to Dustin up in the Northeast. Good morning, Dustin.
Yo, Al.
Yo,
hey,
Dustin.
What's going on? Good morning.
What's happening?
So listen, I got a funny story. I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't really call to talk about the Eagles per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I called that San Francisco show yesterday.
No.
And I swear, dude, I got on. You go back. I called it 10:10. And it just so happens the guy before me, their whole show was based off of how big a scum they were saying it word for word on the radio, how big a scumbags we were.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on and they kind of caught me off guard because I started off the show. If you go back and listen, I said they just brought up Angela's show and how it's hard. So I start laughing because they got me on within 10 minutes. First of all, biggest BS radio station of all time. They got people calling from Alabama, the Bronx, New York, Los Angeles. They got real fans. But listen,
they came in here. They came into this like angry.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to play a practical joke on it, but I decided I better not.
Yeah, I mean, they literally were standing in the hallway and we're just kind of looking. And then they got their San Francisco sweatshirts on and we're just doing our show because obviously their show started later because it's on the West Coast. And they just were scouting. And I'm going, dude, this is the show you would be having if you won. Like, the sour grapes coming out of San Francisco is astonishing.
And especially if they won beating this Eagles team, they would be talking so much smack right now.
Yeah.
I said, listen, I'm a diehard Philadelphian, born and raised here, love every team. blah, blah. I said, it's funny you're bringing up Angela. I just got done listening to his show. They didn't like that comment too much. So then I said, listen, how do you think as a fan base, your team's about to fight to go to the Super Bowl, and a bunch of people come walking in with your opposing team's colors, and you're not even bringing up the fact that it's Philadelphia that we're talking about. You really think that we're not going to hassle you? I understand this. They were claiming that people were throwing hot dogs at them. Mm-hmm. People were spitting at them. Little kids were flipping them off. I go, well, you can't.
Well, that happens.
Because that's a given. You're going to get flipped off, just to let you know. You come to our stadium. They ended up hanging the phone up on me. But I told them, I said, the fighting and all the other BS, that's garbage. But you think you're going to come into my stadium and you think you're going to get your crowd rowdy against my boy? There's no way.
Yeah.
And they complete joke what you guys did last week. And the other thing that I'm talking to my buddies about it, how dumb are you to give out your section and seat?
Yeah, they were inviting problems. It seems like that's what they kind of wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, instead of just coming in and watching your, it's
well,
like.
It doesn't sound like anybody got hurt.
Yeah.
Just their feelings.
Yes, their feelings. Oh, gosh, Al, their feelings absolutely got hurt.
All right, do you have an event you pay to go see, Dustin, a lot of money, like the Super Bowl?
I went to it once. I pay a lot of money to go see it again, which next year I will. WrestleMania.
Go ahead, take a spin on that. That's it's never going to end with that. WrestleMania. Let's go. You got the Keith Jones autographed hockey card. I don't know what team it's going to be. That was Dustin. I got to put him on hold, and let's go to...
Yeah, you have to admire Eagles fans who will call San Francisco radio just to bash them.
Yeah.
That's a commitment that I respect.
Well, I mean, they were here, you listen to them, and people can... Sometimes I'll tune in sometimes other every.
I do,
other
I like
stations.
To do it, yeah.
I tune into Buffalo after their loss. Like I.
Oh, it must be interesting.
There's something about that place that I feel close to them.
I go on with a Seattle station, and Al, you're going to love this. Their names are Softy and Dick Fain. They're the afternoon guys out there. But they're fun. I came on, and they just kept replaying Merrill Reese going, they don't have a quarterback. There's no quarterbacks. And they were. And then I realized I forgot how much Seattle hates San Francisco.
Wait a minute.
They were so happy.
Softy and Dick?
Dick Fain, yes. That's their name. That is not breaking news.
My God. That's.
But they were so. They kept playing Merrill Reese over and over again. And like I said, then I remembered. That rivalry is, yeah. They hate each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could not have been more pleased. So, yes.
Let's go all the way down to Sea Island. Tom in his daily call. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning,
Rhea.
Morning.
Rhea, I'm with you. I got to give Gannon his credits.
Yeah.
I ripped them all the time. And he, for him to come up with 14 points in two playoff games is amazing to me.
It's very impressive. Yep.
And I just can't imagine what kind of game plan he's going to have to come up with against Mahomes. Because that guy, he throws the ball from all kinds of different angles, and he runs around. He looks like a hobbit running around, and nobody gets to him. And
he's
always
he's
got
an escape
open
artist.
Receiver.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. To me, it's going to be like the Eagles playing Brady.
Well, it's a lot different than Brady. I mean, Brady's not going to...
Al, New England had a bad defense. Kansas City's defense is ranked 16th.
It's middle of the pack.
He's going to have to win the game on... Yeah. Yeah, and he can't.
We need to run the ball down their throat and keep him on the sideline.
Run the ball!
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You can run up the middle on this club.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't think that's how they were going to win the 49ers game because I thought that their secondary wasn't very good. But Hurts did not look great in the game. So I think they looked at it and they went, all right, fine, we're just going to run it. And they ran it down there. And it helped, you know, their quarterback got hurt. But I think the Eagles are going to win that game regardless.
Yeah, oh, probably.
I mean, I picked them to win, so I felt that way.
This one's a major difference with this. I mean, this quarterback, this is where Hurts really can – much as Ross says he's fourth in the pecking order or whatever, man, you win this thing. You win this
Moving
thing.
Up.
Things change really, really quickly you win this thing. Just being there is going to change some things. All right, do you have an event you'd pay a lot for there, Tom?
Going to the college championship game of football.
Oh, you nice.
Win. All right, we'll give you a spin for that. That's neutrals. I'd rather go to a home game for a college football game.
Like what, like an Alabama game?
Alabama, yeah. U.S., wherever. Number 11, you get $25 gift card to the Philly Pretzel Factory. Just go to phillypretzelfactory.com, and that will give you a chance to get some of your Super Bowl party stuff going. You got to have pretzels.
Yes. Oh, they're the best.
I saw Colleen wore a scarf made of Philadelphia pretzels.
She was looking for that online, Colleen.
Somebody brought it.
She's unbelievable.
Somebody brought a scarf made of...
I think that's fun on the NFL Network, how they like... promote that they, you know, their fandom.
Oh yeah,
the guys.
If you're from that hometown, it's you're not gonna surrender it.
No, not gonna surrender it at all.
Not at all. So that was a great homecoming.
No, she was very happy.
Oh yeah, and yeah. And Philadelphia always provides somebody a network with what's going on in the crowd and what's going on in the city.
Oh, it's not gonna be boring.
It's why the insanity of taking this game into a neutral site. Is beyond stupid. It's just beyond stupid. No. You had that whole build up here, and it made for great TV.
No, it was. And by the way, I walked through the the parking lot. I took an Uber over, got out at Broad and Patterson, and walked all the way over. I saw plenty of San Francisco people walking through the crowd without a problem.
Yeah, no.
Zero problem.
Yeah, going in was fine. And then everybody was there at like 3:30, 4 whatever time.
I mean, you're going to do that. You're going to face abuse. I mean,
nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, as long as you don't put your hands on anybody.
No, just yell. It's fine. Yeah. You kind of expect it. Yeah. That's kind of supposed to be fun.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a fun way to do things. We got lots. Let's see if we can get Joe in before the break here. Let's go to Joe in East Norton. And good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Joe.
I'm so happy. So I manifested these two games. It was the Giants and the 49ers. Everybody was laughing at me last 2 weeks, saying, "Oh, Joe, what are you talking about? They ain't gonna blow that team out." Listen, we're a juggernaut, and Andy Reid does not know what's coming to him. He says, "Oh, here we come." Well, we coming. So this game next week is gonna be another blowout. But I think this will be a history game. So I'm telling you this right now. 48 to maybe 10.
Joe.
Oh, my God.
You're predicting that the Philadelphia Eagles fan base is going to go through an entire playoff season without any stress.
Absolutely.
No fourth quarter stress. Wow.
All right, Joe, I'm going to remember this call. And if that happens... I want you to be the first one on the line Monday morning.
I mean, I'm trying.
No, I'm going to tell you something. 2017, I called it. Everybody was saying it. Oh, Nick Foles ain't going to do it. I called them before even the playoffs started. And I said, listen.
I don't know, man. I'm trying. Even all of those Patriots teams had stress going in before the before the win. I mean, at some point you would think some point there's going to be some stress late in the game, right?
I don't think so. I'll tell you right now, this game right here, I think Mahomes don't know what's coming to him. Mahomes thinks he's playing the Bengals. He's not playing the Bengals defense. He's playing the Eagles. And Andy Reid was our coach. Yeah. So what you think? What's going to happen is the team is going to play with so much pride. This is the biggest game all year. This is the game we're going to win all year. So I tell you right now, believe me, the Eagles will blow the doors off that team. Andy Reid is going to look like he wasn't even supposed to be there.
All right, well, there's another Kelsey that's trying to win.
Yeah,
that's what's going to. All right, do you have an event you'd pay a lot for there, Joe?
Well, actually, I would love to see another Mayweather and De La Hoya. I would have paid for that fight.
I'll go with that. Got to get that boxing match. Go ahead, give him a spin on the prize wheel. Used to be the big event fights there. And, you get one of the last Keith Jones autograph cards to be given away by WIP. All right, get back. We'll get to everybody that we can on the other side. Time at 94 WIP is 9:38. All righty, welcome back. Finish line. We're headed toward WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes. It's a Wednesday, so Angelo Cataldi home. He'll be here to deal with the... he wasn't here when Brady announced his retirement.
He texted me at 9:29 to say Brady retired. Under your advisement, I text him back, Elvis is still dead.
Yeah. It's a long time. There you go. I just,
Angelo's breaking news is a little bit slower than ours.
You know what I do miss, though?
What?
And I know everything's social media now. I do miss the days when if you were going to retire, there's a banner behind you. There's a team event. It's people come in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Brady literally goes to the beach in front of his condo and
somebody tweeted, can you imagine if you were walking your dog on the beach and all of a sudden right behind you, Tom Brady's retiring on the dunes?
It's so weird. It's like it's...
And he's got his phone way too up close to his face because his head looks... I'm looking at it right now. His head looks massive.
Yeah, it's got the... It's tilted.
It's so tilted. It's, yeah. So, yeah, he looks kind it's of like weird.
Yeah, remember back... I mean, I guess guys, some still do it. I mean, you're going to retire. I mean, even when back in the day... Conklin always does the Mike Schmidt thing. But I think that was more formal. Like, I think even though they were on the road, there was a team thing there. This was just some guy on a beach walking the dog. Greatest quarterback ever. All with his phone
in
his
hand.
It's
just so bizarre.
Like, this is it. I'm just, yeah, I was skipping stones here and it decided that that's that. We're done.
No, so, it was very strange.
Let's go out to right over to Winfield. Talk to TR. Good morning, TR.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I'm not, man. I just think that Brandon's going to be our key with his mouth. You know, he's going to turn into a psychological warfare. I'm thinking that Mahomes is not going to be as mobile as he usually be. So I'm not worrying about what angles he throw the ball because his feet not under him correctly. He's not going to be able to do anything. With them green monsters coming at him, they're gonna get in his head, and Brand's gonna get in his head. And early on, it's gonna be another blowout.
Yeah,
and I just want to flex the cock and let him run his mouth and tell him not to do it. I want to go out there and talk really dirty. And that's gonna be the key. Brandon's mouth, him and Reddick.
Yeah, I like that, T.R. I like it. Do you have you have an event? I know it'll be a boxing event. An event you pay a lot for?
Yeah. At 45, this man won the heavyweight championship. I like to see Foreman and Michael Morgan. I don't like that fight when George Foreman won the heavyweight championship.
Oh, no, I'm talking about something you go to now.
Yeah, like something, you know, in the future that's coming up.
Future that's coming up?
Yeah.
Like somebody picked, like, if the Phillies were in the World Series again next year, they'd like to go to that.
Oh, well, I want to go to the next Super Bowl with the Eagles in it next year.
Next year? You know what? That's not
okay,
bad.
Okay, it's not
terrible.
I'll
give you a spin in that. Not even this one. Not even to go
with
through. And you also get the Keith Jones autograph card. The TVs now have everybody on talking about Brady. I don't know when Chris Collinsworth started to look like Joe Biden.
But, oh, wow.
But he's really not no makeup today.
Well, he really does.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to unsee that, Al.
It's.
Do you think he's saying right now that he's the greatest of all time?
Probably. It's going to be interesting to see. I am wondering if he's going to make a cameo at the Super Bowl going
on Fox because that's
also
who hired him, right?
Yeah. Wonder how he's going to do doing that too. That's not an easy transition for some people to be interesting and to keep and the other thing is, the other thing you forget about Brady was beyond the football, that having Giselle there made it like this.
It was weird.
It was bigger than just a football thing because she was, you know, getting quoted all the time.
Well,
I thought
it was interesting that Ian Rappaport said, you know, family considerations are said to be the reason. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Somebody tell Giselle that. Maybe she takes down the Vanity Fair thing she's doing.
That supermodel left the barn.
That supermodel left the mansion.
Yeah, really. Let's go in with we'll go Dan. Dan, you're on 94 WIP. Morning, Dan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Dan. What do you got for us?
I'm calling you guys from Omaha. I'm from the
Omaha
area. But I live out here now, and it's just I wanted to thank you both. I've been listening to you guys. I go back to I think it was when you did Angelo, Tony, and Al back in Wyndham Franklin.
Oh yeah, did a Wyndham Bowl. Yeah,
and I think Rhea, were you producing back then? I think
no, I was. Wechter was producing. I did do some shows at the Wyndham Franklin because I remember I was there for Angelo's 50th birthday party, I believe. No, I was always, Wechter's always been the producer. I would be Wechter's backup.
Hmm.
And then I did Steve and Mike in the afternoon.
We had depth. Yeah.
Because I have a funny story. I went there once. It was on a Friday, and I think we had went in to watch you guys, and I fell asleep. And everybody was having a blast with me. And I swear, I think it was you, Rhea, that they had some bananas Fosters or something that they were giving out in there, and they were putting slices of banana in my mouth.
Oh, geez, God. That could have been Chris Campbell. We'll probably get sued
for that now.
Yeah, because I don't remember.
We could have been, yeah. Well, the best thing that ever happened there, now we're going to get was when Conklin used to come in and start yelling, airport shuttle.
Airport shuttle!
And this is back in the day before Uber. And
yes!
All these businessmen would go running to the front door.
Didn't the hotel finally have to come over and tell me
what the hell are you guys doing?
It worked every time because it was a different set of people.
Oh, God. All right. Dan, do you have an event you'd pay a whole bunch for?
You know, I pay a lot of money every summer to just take my family back to the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
You know what? I'll give you that.
Because, Al, it's not cheap.
No, it's not. It's not at all. And you're dependent on weather, too, there. And you get the Eagles. It's a Philly thing beanie, and you can purchase it. And I know you're not on town right now, but if you are, you can go to the Eagles Pro Shop, Lincoln Financial Field, the shops at Rockvale and Lancaster, or Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Going to put you on hold for that. That's a great prize. That's turned into a great little slogan. It's a Philly. It's a Philly thing. It's everywhere now.
Yep.
It's a great thing. And you know what? It works for way beyond football.
Oh, yeah.
It works for, like, everything.
No, my brother lives out in Columbus, had a T-shirt that he loves, but I think I'm going to get him the It's a Philly Thing, send it out. He was sending out videos during the game of him dancing. Al, he's the PhD in physics.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the fight song and then misspelled the Eagles. So I said to my mom, yes, he may have a PhD, but I can spell. But he has a shirt that says, I'm not angry. I'm from Philadelphia.
That's all.
It's my favorite shirt.
Perfect. All right, then our last call of the day. We're going to go to Doylestown and check in with Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Al.
What's happening?
I just wanted to say real quick, Rhea, how proud and happy are you that Hassan Reddick is starting to get the recognition he deserves. I'm a simple grad myself.
Oh, yeah. No, like 2 weeks ago, Ross said he is the most underrated superstar in the NFL, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah, it says a lot about Temple Tough in the single digits because we got two of them.
The single digits. I love the single digits.
I love it. That's what I had. I'm just proud of Temple.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
All right, Rick, do you have an event that you'd pay a whole bunch to go see?
I work out of North Carolina, and I would say Cameron Indoor Stadium for a Duke, North Carolina game.
Oh, yes.
You know what? That is true. And we're going to – one of our spinner in here. I think he went to go get our question of the day. We still have some stuff on the board here. And the last spin of the day goes round and round. And once again, the Keith Jones autographed hockey card. And those – I think we're down to our last probably week of giving those out. Because I don't think that Richie and DeCamera are going to give out Keith Jones autographed
hockey
cards.
No, I don't think they will.
No, so we'll have a bunch of those to kind of include. All right, it's time to go to Francisco Rojas for our everything of the day.
It's time to do a wrap.
What? That's what it is.
So the line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. This was around the time that we had Ross Tucker on for the second hour, and this happened.
No, it didn't.
I lost it. The computer shut down.
Oh, that we're playing a practical joke on you. That was not your fault.
That was a computer glitch. What was going to be the line of the day?
It was when you guys were talking about the breaking news.
Breaking news. And we actually had breaking news.
It was awesome.
We broke the story about Tom Brady. All right. Want to thank Francisco for coming in and doing a great job here. Oh, we got our question of the day, our final results.
Yes, so let's look at the final results for the two Twitter questions today, which are brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com. So the first question we had this morning was, with Micah Parsons' recent comments, do you like a cowboy rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl? And the final results, yes at 60% and no at 40%. And then with the second question, was the roles reversed? If the Cowboys were in the big game and an Eagles player from Texas publicly rooted for Dallas to win, would you be okay with that? And it overwhelmingly no, 78% and A at 22.
All right, thanks, Francisco. I want to also thank Joseph A. Wechter Jr. for producing. Rhea Hughes and I will be back tomorrow when Angelo Cataldi's in. Coming up next, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Tommy 94 WIP is 9:55.